Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. The hand of the Lord shall promote your destiny. The grace of God shall rest upon you. God Almighty will visit you with power. God Almighty will visit you with blessing. The host of heaven shall fight for you. The confidant of your enemy shall dash to pieces. The finger of also wickedness in your life shall be roasted. Those who gather against you, they shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus Christ, anyone that is taking your name from shrine to another shrine shall be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus Christ, anyone who have submitted your picture for destruction, the arrow of destruction shall locate them. In the name of Jesus Christ, any satanic prophet conjuring against your destiny, the power of Holy Ghost will strike them. In the name of Jesus Christ, anyone who has taken money from your hand and is using the money to attack you, I command the arrow to go back to them. In the name of Jesus Christ, anyone that is listening to me now and you're on sick bed, I command you to rise up from that sick bed and begin to walk. Anyone that is down with typhoid, down with malaria, down with any virus, I command the virus to leave your body. In the name of Jesus Christ, anyone that is down with any infirmity, I command the spirit of infirmity to depart and never come back to your body again. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are welcome to this prophetic broadcast, and I want to believe God has been working wonders in your life. I appreciate those who have been sharing this broadcast to their friends, and I want to thank God for a lot of testimony coming in. I pray that more testimony will be coming in, even from your own end. In the name of Jesus Christ, today is the 14th day of the month of February, year 2021, and the Lord has been so good, the Lord has been so great, the Lord has been so wonderful. Just appreciate God wherever you are, just bless His name, glorify Him, honor Him, magnify Him, lift Him up, say, God, I thank you, Lord, I worship you, the Lord, I magnify you, God, I give you glory, God, I honor you, you're so good to me, so great to me, so wonderful. Begin to bless Him, begin to bless Him, begin to bless Him. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name we pray. We started taking the plantation of household wickedness one by one, especially the major one, and I'm going to take the second one. Yesterday I started by taking the first one, the tree of non-achievement, and I quoted Matthew chapter 15 verse 13. The Bible says every tree that the Lord has not planted shall be rooted out, means that there are trees in the life of human beings that God has not planted. And I say the tree here in this context represents anything that is not of God. It can be thing, it can be personality, anything that is not of God. It can be a thing, it can be a personality. The Bible says, in as much as that thing is not from God, it shall be rooted out. I don't know what is in your life that is not from God, but I'm telling you right now, whatever is not in program of God in your life shall be rooted out by the finger of heaven today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that is making your life miserable is not from God. Anything that is making you to pass through terrible affliction is not from God. Anything that is sending you backward is not from God. Anything that is taking you back to the tail is not from God. Disappointment, constant disappointment, is not from God. You need to understand that one. That is why we need to challenge whatever is in our life that is not of God. They may have been planted into our life right from the time we are a child, but it can be uprooted by the finger of fire. It does not take God 1 minute to uproot what the enemy has planted, even when we are in the womb. No. Our God is the Almighty. He saw when they were planting it. So it does not take God 1 minute to uproot what they have used 25, 50 years to plant. So don't be afraid of that. God can, within 1 second, God can use this broadcast to dismantle the stronghold for 50 years in your life. So your own is develop faith. Don't be afraid and don't allow fear to grab you down. Don't allow fear to tie you down. Just develop faith in the Lord and pray the prayers we are going to pray. Right away, their miracle shall become your portion, in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be talking about the tree of limitation. The tree of limitation. Limitation is an embargo. Limitation is a spiritual storm. Limitation is a yoke. Limitation is like it's like evil hand resting upon a man and keeping a man on one spot. Limitation is a satanic rope tying a man down. Limitation is a yoke upon a man. And the Bible said this yoke must be broken. This yoke must be broken. The Bible says when you gain dominion, You shall break this yoke off your neck. So if there is limitation upon your life today, it must be broken. What are the signs of limitation? You know, a fellow tried to move forward, he could not move forward. A fellow tried to do interview, he could not get a testimony. It wasn't he did well, but they didn't pick him. That is limitation. He tried to make sure that at least let me also make a movement. Let me make a movement. Let my life move forward. He couldn't move because there was an embargo upon his life. There was a limitation upon his life. They have built a mountain to keep him. They have put him in the dungeons of life. They have built a wall of fire. They have built a wall of Jericho to stand between him and the next level. That is a limitation. I stand against any limitation in your life today. By the power in the blood of Jesus, let the yoke of limitation break in the name of Jesus Christ. Any limitation programmed by also wickedness into your life that make you to labor and labor, you couldn't get a breakthrough. You are moving closer to that breakthrough, but something will draw you back. You try everything possible, but there's a failure at that breakthrough. There's a limitation. I command every yoke of limitation to break in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready right now as we are going to pray. We have aggressive prayer. We are going to pray here, so I want you to get yourself ready. When I'm praying this prayer for myself, you have to pray the same way for yourself. Limitation must be broken in your life. You must move forward. The Bible says God has created you to be the head, not the tail. Any power that keeps you at the tail is a power of limitation. The Bible says you must be blessed and be fruitful. Any power that make you to be experienced miscarriage is a limitation. I want you to shout aggressively now as we pray these seven hot, aggressive prayers. I will not want you to joke with the prayer we are going to pray now. You will shout loud and clear. Say, the finger of the witches of my father's house, in their fears of my destiny, wither in the name of Jesus. The fingers of the witches of my father's house, in their fears of my destiny, wither, 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 wither in the name of Jesus. The fingers of the witches of my father's house, in their fears of my destiny, wither, 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 wither. The fingers of the witches of my father's house, in their fears of my destiny, wither, wither. In Jesus' name we pray. Something has happened in that place. That sister, look at your body. The sickness is going back to the sender. We are going to pray the second one. Pray very well. Say, every yoke of limitation in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of limitation in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of limitation in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of limitation in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of limitation in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening over there. You need to be aggressive now. Shout it loud and clear. Say, bondage of stagnancy in my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Bondage of stagnancy in my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Bondage of stagnancy in my life, scatter, scatter, scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, satanic embargo placed upon my destiny by also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, satanic embargo placed upon my destiny by also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, satanic embargo placed upon my destiny by also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, satanic embargo placed upon my destiny by also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, satanic embargo placed upon my destiny by also wickedness. In Jesus' name, pray. Shout it loud. Say, evil hand bringing me down from the ladder of sources, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand bringing me down from the ladder of sources, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand bringing me down from the ladder of sources, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand bringing me down from the ladder of sources, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this one, number six, very well. Say, garment of limitation in my life, be roasted by fire In the name of Jesus, garment of limitation in my life, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, garment of limitation in my life, be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted. Be roasted. Be roasted. Be roasted. In Jesus' name, we pray. Number 7. This word has to be prayed very aggressively. You need to pray very, very well. Shout it loud and clear. Say, witchcraft in my foundation that is troubling my destiny. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft in my foundation that is troubling my destiny. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft in my foundation that is troubling my destiny. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft in my foundation that is troubling my destiny. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft in my foundation that is troubling my destiny. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft in my foundation that is troubling my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Take a bottle of oil now. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you can take a bottle of water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to this bottle of oil. I command this bottle of oil to magnetize power of the Holy Ghost. I command this bottle of oil to receive the fire of deliverance. Both the oil and the water in your hands shall become the blood of Jesus. Life shall enter into the oil. Fire shall enter into the oil. Power shall enter into the oil. In the name of Jesus, this oil shall become oil of authority. This water shall become water of authority. When you use them right now, instant reaction for success, for breakthrough shall happen. When you use this oil, whatever you say shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and anoint your head. And lay your hand there. Let me pray. You just be saying amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I challenge this head. This head is a symbol of destiny. Therefore, any evil that has been placed on your head, I dismantle it in the name of Jesus Christ. Any evil laying of hand that has transferred limitation upon your head, I command the consequence of that evil laying of hand to be roasted by fire. Any power hitting your head in the night, I command that power right now to be hit by the hammer of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that has placed a cauldron upon your head and is boiling it on your head, I command that power to suddenly fall down and die in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything taken from your head that is used against you today, I command fire to set it ablaze in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now take the oil and anoint your chest area. Now, Father, I pray that the arrow fired into that heart shall go back to the sender. You arrow of cancer, go back to the sender. You arrow of cancer, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, every arrow of inflammation of the heart, every arrow of tuberculosis, go back to the sender. I command a release upon that destiny. Yes, let the heart be free. Let the breathing be okay. The hole in the heart, I seal you all by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, anything that is peppering your heart, I command it to stop. In the name of Jesus Christ, take the oil and anoint your belly button. Right now, I speak to the system of that woman. Hear the word of the Lord. Every peppery object in your body, I command it to disappear and go back to the sender. The biting serpent, I command it to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every finger of darkness that is operating your system, I command that finger to be cut off in the name of Jesus Christ. The food you ate in the dream that is troubling you, I command it to disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord shall lay hands upon you. There shall be repair of your body. There shall be healing upon your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Any covenant formed unknown to you that is giving you this affliction shall be broken. And you are free today in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your hand. Lord, let this hand be free from bondage. Let this hand be free from cobwebs. Let this hand be free from evil chain. And let this hand prosper from now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Anoint your two legs. Father, I speak to these legs. That the bondage placed upon this leg shall be broken. The yoke of darkness upon this leg shall scatter. Today, this leg shall move forward. It will not move backward. It shall begin to move forward in life. The destiny of this leg shall not be zigzagged. But the spirit of the crab attached to this leg shall be broken. In the name of Jesus, forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh, wonderful. Yes, I want to pray on 12 prayer requests. You can bring your 12 prayer requests out. Some of you have made a vow. Don't forget to redeem your vow anywhere you are. Just redeem your vow. You can redeem your vow in any place. You can redeem it in your church, anywhere. I can redeem it. You can redeem it in the church. Wherever you are led, you know, wherever you are led to redeem the vow, make sure you redeem it. Very important. God will always direct you to where you redeem a vow, because where you sow a seed matter. The Bible says some sow the seed among the tongues, some sow on its stony ground, and some sow on the good soil. So when you sow on the good soil, the seed grow. So that one is your personal thing that you must decide. But make sure you fulfill your vow, and God bless you more in abundance. I pray that all these requests, Lord, I table it before you. I speak to the first and the second, third, fourth, down to 12, that instant reaction of heaven shall be on them, and they shall be answered fully in the name of Jesus. There shall be divine approval. Heaven shall approve them, and the answer shall be speedily released upon you. You will get this answer right now before the end of this month in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for what you have been doing. Lord, we pray for as many that are listening to me, that they shall be visited by power. Those who are downcasted, the Lord will lift them up. Those who have not married, you shall be visited right now by the power of God. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, I have told you before, get ready for your twins and triplet this year. It's your year, and you will get your breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. All business that are down must move up in the name of Jesus Christ. All marriages that have been at the verge of being broken, I command resurrection upon that marriage and healing upon the marriage. And all the arrow of the enemy in that marriage shall disappear, and there shall be peace in that marriage again in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are troubled because their children are not doing well, or because their children have been separated from them by witchcraft power, I command right now that whatever the yoke upon the life of your children shall be broken. The spell on the head of your children shall be broken. The power using your children against you shall be destroyed. And God will liberate your children from the captivity of witchcraft. And I pray that your children will call you and beg, that they are very sorry that they've been far from you. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that today will favor you. Today, Sunday, will be a day of blessing. You start a new week. Today, the Lord will take you to the next level of grace, next level of power. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The Lord will continue to do more in your life as you share this broadcast to your friend. And the Lord will continue to do more and more blessing upon your destiny. We appreciate all that you have been doing. We pray that God will bless you more in the name of Jesus Christ. You can get across to us by sending text to our WhatsApp. If you send information to us, if I have not read it, don't worry, I will still read it. It may be because of the assignment I have at hand, but definitely I will read it. And I will send back information across back to you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Send information to 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.